Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Now stay with the fan for this special program. The Packers game is over, and now it's time to break this one down. It's the 5 o'clock Steakhouse Green and Gold postgame show. 5 o'clock Steakhouse. Named Wisconsin's best steakhouse by the Food Network. Now, former Packer and Badger running back Gary Ellerson and the big unit, Bill Michaels.
Well, they did it. They pulled it off. They snapped a four-game losing streak to the Detroit Lions, and they get a win. A last-second field goal gives them the 23-20 finish. Was it 23-20 or 23-22, Joe? Joe, 23-22. I was going to say somebody said 23-20. I'm like, nah, baby, nah. And the Packers go away with a win, a one-point victory, and it doesn't matter if it was by 40 or if it was by one. The Packers get the win. They go to 5-1 in the season. Mason Crosby, the hero in this one, and there is an absolute ton to break down. He will be joining us shortly. Gary Ellerson's walking through the door now, and it is the Green and Gold postgame show brought to you by our friends at 5 o'clock Steakhouse. A lot to nosh on in this one. First and foremost, the one thing you want to do is a win. As Irv Farb told me years and years and years ago, a win is a win is a win, and you just stack W's, and that's all you need to do. Come the end of the season, you'll end up in the postseason. You talk about the back-to-back early on against Kevin King, where Matthew Stafford went over the top for 67 yards and 58 yards. He had 125 yards on two plays in the first couple of drives. But the bottom line was the Packers kept turning the ball over. The Packers gave them all kinds of opportunities. They were dropping it on third down. They, you know, obviously the muffed punt. You never catch a punt above your head. Never, ever, ever catch a punt above your head, especially when you're not calling for a fair catch. And the Packers, as poorly as they played and as poorly as this offense was, they walked away with a win. Gary Ellerson joining me here at the table. That's an incredible game. For them to win this game, Gary, you can either say on one hand they didn't deserve to win and they played terribly and they're not a good team. Otherwise, you can say good teams overcome their own adversity and they walk away with victories. Which side do you fall on?
Well, once again, I think it's a new NFL. I mean, I think if you look around the league, Bill, I'm sure you did that today on your show. If you look around the NFL as a whole right now, well, let's just look at the NFC.
Yep.
Do you think the 49ers are for real?
Yes.
And some people say they're not because the Rams
defensively dominated
I'm
the Rams.
I'm just telling you what people are saying. People are saying they're not because the Rams are not good when they don't have Todd Gurley, which is true. And the Rams have been the same since they lost in the Super Bowl, which is probably true too. So some people don't believe in whether the 49ers are real or not. And then you move on to the Seattle Seahawks. Well, I think Russell Wilson is the MVP candidate right now, along with Christian McCaffrey. So I think when you look at the NFC, it's a fluid situation. The Green Bay Packers have a lot of faults. And now I'm going to say this right now today, which I hadn't really been on board with. They need another receiver. I thought I would never say that. Today I am on board is saying yes. They need another receiver. I don't know who he is. I don't know where he's at. I don't know what's out there. Either you go trade for something but they need another guy. I mean, they need another number one because they missed Devontae Adams tonight. Now, I'm going to say this, and I don't know how you feel about this, but the pass that Shepard, I think, dropped.
Right. That really kind of bounced when he fell and it went into the air, yeah.
The guy is wide open. Mm-hmm. Throw it to the outside.
Yeah.
Why does he have to stop and fall down? Now, I put that on my Twitter.
I think he slipped. There was a lot of guys slipping.
Well, yeah, but he had to stop.
He had to stop
had
to catch the football. Yeah, why don't you lead him out?
Lead him. He's wide open.
No,
lead him outside. I put it on my Twitter, and I don't care what y'all folks think about that, but throw it to the outside.
Yeah.
He's wide open.
The touchdown pass, too, he had to go up and over. If you throw it to the back shoulder outside between him and the line, then that's an easier touchdown catch.
Well, I'm just getting to that one play because, to me, that one play mattered. It was that particular time. Now, I'm not saying Aaron Rodgers didn't drop any dimes because he dropped a couple dimes today.
Yes, he did.
I mean, that was the MVS, that dime he dropped there on the Packers sideline. The touchdown Lazard caught down in the end zone was a dime. This one to Shepard, throw it to the outside. Why does the guy have to slow down? And I know you guys love 12 and all that, this and that and the other, but that would be a pass. You got one guy making $60,000 a year. You got another guy making $40 million a year. I want you to throw the ball to the outside. That's just me. But, yes, they need another receiver in a worse way.
The Green Bay Packers shot themselves in the foot so many times today. The refs gave the Packers a couple of bad calls, and obviously that bad call at the end with Bakhtiari in the hands of the face, that was clearly, Bakhtiari going tete-a-tete.
That's been a whole weekend,
with the rusher. I mean, it's just, look.
I guess the whole year.
Let me say this. I'm not going to blame the officiating because it was questionable in a lot of different areas tonight. And some of them went in the way of the Packers, some of them went in the way of the Lions. So if you're a Lions fan, you're pissed off, and I understand that. But you also had some opportunities early on. And let's be honest, if you're the Lions and you're mad about the officiating, you should be really upset that your team had three turnovers and could not – and a couple of three and outs and could not convert anything tonight. Give it up for that Packers defense and the fact that they stood tall. Matt Prater with five field goals, and that defense stood tall on each and every one because they knew their backs were against the wall. Tonight, say what you want about Aaron Rodgers and the comeback and being able to beat the Lions again on a last-second drive and all that kind of stuff, but I'm giving it up to the defense. That defense, that's if you want to get into, are you kidding me? That defense with their backs against the wall all damn night, and they stood strong.
Well, they did, and so what was different than in weeks past, Bill, is that this defense had to play from behind, basically. And so what we thought was that this defense played well when the offense came out and got a lead. But what it showed you tonight is that they stood strong. They stood strong, and this defense is probably better than most people think. I mean, I want to say for myself, this defense is better than I thought that it was.
Yes, they are.
No doubt about it. They showed a lot of resiliency tonight. They played with a lot of tenacity. They got after the quarterback when they need to. I don't know. I think what Preston Smith may have had 2.5 sacks tonight. I haven't looked at the numbers yet. They're just going off eyeball tests. But this defense is for real and is capable of making big plays when it's time to.
No doubt about it. And you know what? I'm going to go with that. I'm going to go with the are you kidding me moment. Normally we play some highlights, but the bottom line is this. The are you kidding me moment was the defense pressed three straight times tonight and gave up only three field goals. That's brought to you by our friends at Gene Wagner Plumbing, celebrating over 50 years in business for any residential, commercial, or industry plumbing needs. Go to GeneWagnerPlumbing.com. That is GeneWagnerPlumbing.com. We're going to take a quick turnaround here. Only give us about 10 seconds. We're going to turn it around. We're going to come back with the rest of the network. We are on right now in Milwaukee. The rest of our network is going to be joining us coming up here momentarily. Stay tuned. The Green Bay Packers get a 23-22 win. They go to 5-1. They break the four-game losing streak to the Detroit Lions. They remain atop the NFC North as well. It was sloppy, but they won, and that's what good teams need to do. We've got more of the 5 o'clock Steakhouse Green and Gold postgame show right after this.
Over. And now it's time to break this one down. It's the 5 o'clock Steakhouse Green and Gold postgame show. 5 o'clock Steakhouse, named Wisconsin's best steakhouse by the Food Network. Now, former Packer and Badger running back Gary Ellerson and the big unit, Bill Michaels.
It wasn't pretty, but that's what good teams do. They win in the face of adversity. The Packers get the 23-22 win over the Detroit Lions. They go to 5-1. They snap the four-game losing streak to the Detroit Lions, and Aaron Rodgers with yet another last-second drive to bring this team back to victory. And you've got Mason Crosby splitting the uprights, taking the Lambeau leap. And whether it was a win by 40 or a win by one, it doesn't matter. It's a W in the column, and that's the way the Green Bay Packers ended this Monday night game this evening. Gary Ellerson alongside. I'm Bill Michaels. We are broadcasting live at Hinterland here in Green Bay, right across the street from Lambeau Field. And, again, we're brought to you by our good friends over there at 5 o'clock Steakhouse. Matt Prater hitting a 26, a 22, a 41, a 51, and a 54-yarder tonight. Why is that significant? Because they did not push the ball into the end zone. Remember that first drive, they throw that first one over the top, 67 yards, Galladay over the top over Kevin King. Kevin King doesn't look fast at all right now with that 4.3 speed. He's a little bit nicked up. We knew that going into last weekend's game. But 67 yards, getting down inside the Green Bay 5-yard line and not able to punch it into the end zone. A huge stand by the Green Bay Packers defensively. Later in the second quarter, 13-28, Matt Prater forced to kick a 22-yarder. Again, not able to punch it in. Later in the game, they ended up converting on a turnover. You've got the botched fumble, the fumble on the punt. Matt Prater, a 41-yard field goal. Again, the defense bent but didn't break. A 51-yarder later in the game. Again, the defense stymied him. 54-yard field goal as the defense bent but didn't break in the fourth quarter in that ballgame. And that was off the interception, and you thought, oh, man, this is it. That's the end of this ballgame. It's 22-13. And then Alan Lazard catches that 35-yard pass from Aaron Rodgers, set up by a deep ball down to Marquez Valdes-Scantling, and Mason Crosby then comes in with time running out, a field goal that, as time expired, that was a 23-yarder, and the Packers win 23-22. What a game, Gary.
No, it was a great game.
What a game.
I mean, what the Packers – listen, Bill, I don't know how other people feel about this, but this is – this is not a really good Packer team. This is not what we're used to seeing. I'm just keeping straight 100. I mean, it's not. I mean, this team has a lot of flaws, and it's not. I mean, it's not the James Jones, Greg Jennings, Jermichael Finley, Donald Driver, Randall Cobb. You know what I'm getting at? This is not that team. This team is nothing compared to that, and. But it's good enough to win. And Aaron Rodgers is not what Aaron Rodgers used to be either. I mean, he threw some good passes tonight, but, you know, and I tweeted out earlier, I think Rodgers got to throw for 450. But Jimmy Graham really dropped a touchdown pass in the end zone.
He did.
Rodgers put it on him.
Yep.
I don't know what's more you can do. I think
Geronimo Allison had another drop tonight. A third down conversion that he just let go through his hands. Jones dropped a touchdown pass.
I'm talking about blatant
right there
touchdowns
yep,
tonight.
No doubt.
They dropped. So this, and you can see, and for all you people who are talking about Aaron Jones is compared to Kamara, stop it.
Right.
Just stop it. We need two running backs. You saw Jamal Williams tonight, to me, came in and saved the day.
But that's what they're supposed to do.
That's what you're supposed to do.
You have to have two guys,
but we
and Aaron
people,
Jones is
we got people
guy.
Hollering that we need to have Kamara to
no.
be the go-to
no.
running back and
no.
that he need to be 25, 30 touches a game, and he doesn't. I mean, listen, if they can be somewhere like San Francisco was yesterday with the three running backs they got, I think this team will be greater because of Jamal Williams and Aaron Jones.
23-22, the Green Bay Packers get a win. A lot of controversy regarding the officiating. And this one's interesting. This one is from Craig, who says, hey, guys, can you tell me this? Is this redemption for the fail Mary?
Well, you had two. Well, you did.
You know,
I mean, it was identical. One guy called a touchdown. The other guy called it short. I mean, it's on video.
I guess. I don't know if I'm going to call it the redemption for the fail Mary, but nevertheless, put it this way: the officiating crew came into focus tonight. I guess is the biggest way to put it. But you know, it was bad calls on both sides. The hands to the face was cool. I mean, it was hands to the face. Technically, they got it right.
Sure.
But Bakhtiari was mauling him.
Yes.
He had him by the face. He had him by the shirt. He had him. He did everything but dance with
him.
Come on,
man.
It is what it is.
It is what it is, Bill.
But, again, I go back to this is like last year when they missed the pass interference call and we changed pass interference and the ability to challenge it in the offseason because of what happened in New Orleans.
Right.
What people tend to forget is New Orleans had the opportunity throughout that ball game deep in Rams territory to convert, and they didn't.
Right.
And that's what makes me mad, was you had opportunities to take the officiating out of the game and you didn't do it. The Packers gave you three opportunities tonight. You didn't take advantage of it.
Exactly.
You know, so
exactly.
It is what it is.
Right. I tell you, if you want to talk about reffing, though, I tell you what was egregious over the weekend is that Cleveland Browns.
That was
bad. I don't know if you had a chance to look at it. That Cleveland Browns, that officiate. But listen, officiating to me, Bill, across NFL is bad. It's horrible. Yeah. I mean, they're trying to make the perfect call every single time, and that's just not going to happen. I mean, I don't know what they need to do to go back and get it done, but that needs to get rectified.
855-830-8648. If you want to chime in, by all means do so. 855-830-8648. Give us a shout. You can also hit us up on Twitter, @Bill_Michaels, or @GaryEllerson. Here's the bottom line. Packers are 5-1. Doesn't matter how
that's
you got to point B. You're winning
ugly games.
You're winning good games. You played well down in Dallas. Your D kind of let you down. Then the D came back and rectified itself. You know, you look at the game notes in this thing, and you look at the final statistics. The Packers today, if you're a Lions fan, here's where you can bitch, okay? Not about the officiating, but you were only 3 of 13 on third down for 23%. That sucks. And that means the Packers got off the field a majority of the time. You have no room to cry about the officiating when you can't convert on third down and your field goal kicker has to come in for five of them. The Packers weren't much better. They were 4 of 12 for 33%. If the Packers lose this game, that's what I'm going to point to. I'm going to say, you know what? You turned the ball over three times and you couldn't convert on third down.
Right.
That's your fault. So if you're a Lions fan, you're complaining about the officiating, that's fine. But you couldn't convert on third down. Between Preston Smith and Za'Darius Smith, they were all over you in this ball game.
Yeah.
And there's nothing you could do about it. You didn't have an answer for those cats. That's what cost you ultimately the ball game. Three sacks tonight. Preston Smith had a sack. A sack and a half. Za'Darius Smith had a sack. Kyler Fackrell had a half a sack tonight. Those guys were putting pressure on the quarterback. They had four quarterback hurries tonight, knockdowns as well, five passes defended. The defense stepped up and won you this ballgame. And this is something Aaron Rodgers has been wanting for a long time, where if they didn't play perfect, they had somebody back there that had their back.
And that's what you had. I mean, was it 10-0 that they spotted them? I mean, I think it was 10-0, have been before.
The Packers got
on the board. And I was worried about
– Actually, it was 13-0.
Was it 13-0?
Yeah,
I was worried about whether this defense could hold up and let the offense get back in it, knowing that the offense was very limited. But Bill, listen, and we talked about this. Jimmy Graham dropped a touchdown pass.
Yep.
Aaron Jones dropped a clear touchdown pass.
Shepard had one bounce right off his chest.
Shepard, I'm going to blame that one on Rodgers. I don't care what you guys think.
If it hits you in the hands or the chest, you should pull it in.
Yeah, I get that, but I'm wide open, and you're making $40 million a year. You put it where it's supposed to be put. That's all I'm saying. Now, you guys can go and cry in your sour milk about that, but, I think – Rodgers still, I mean, there were some passes today that he wasn't Rodgers. I don't care. We still got to win. I'm just telling you, I'm just keeping it straight 100 like I always do. I'm going to tell the truth. But a win's a win. And Bill, like I said before, this team is not some of their better teams. I mean, it's just not.
Right.
But I think this goes to show you what the new NFL is all about.
855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. If you want to chime in, do it. By the way, Aaron Rodgers' number is 24-39, 283 yards, sacked one time, hurried up numerous, a couple of touchdowns, had the one pick, quarterback rating of 90. Matthew Stafford, 18 of 32, 265 yards. Remember, though, 125 yards came on two plays in the first quarter. Right out of the chute, a 67-yarder, and then a 58-yarder. And that's the way that game started for Matthew Stafford and company. So you take away those 125 yards, that means he had 140 yards after those two plays the rest of the game.
Wow.
That's the job. He was sacked three times, hurried four times. That's the job that Packers defense did. Johnson, 13 carries, 34 yards. The Packers gave up a total of 56 yards on the ground tonight. This was a run defense. It was just being gashed.
Yes.
And only 56 yards on the ground, 265 total through the air. Galladay got you for 121 yards. But remember, he had that big play of 67 early on in this ballgame, five catches, 121 yards. Did not get into the end zone, though. He didn't burn you. You stopped those guys. And I give all the credit in the world to the defense. All the credit in the world to the defense on this one. Without a doubt, all the credit in the world. Let's go to the phone calls.
Sure.
Our guy Ty is listening to us in Philadelphia. Ty, you the man. I heard you on the big show today, Ty. How we looking?
Hey, what's going on, Bill?
What's happening?
Hey, I'm glad you guys finally came to the conclusion about needing another wide receiver. I've said it on the big show. I said it on your show, Billy Mike. And I think the big takeaway from this game, I think Gary touched on it. I'm fine. He came to his senses because he's been neglecting to say that we need another wide receiver. And that's been making me mad about him the last couple of weeks. But all respect. But I think the big takeaway from this game is that Aaron Rodgers, this team is back on his shoulders, you know, and he's playing down to what this team is. And now, I'm not saying this team is the best of this or the best of that. There's definitely some flaws there with this team. The defense is a good defense, but Aaron Rodgers is playing down to what's around him. I definitely think he needs another receiver. You can't rely on Aaron Jones every week. You can't rely on Jimmy Graham at all. The only playmaker you got on his offense is Davante Adams that you can rely on. You still got a good deep threat in MVS, but you can't rely on him. Another drop by 81 tonight, you can't rely on him. So, like I said, as far as this team is going to go, is what we're going to have our eyes on the ceiling that Aaron Rodgers could get to this year. The best he could get to, the farthest we can make it in this season.
I would agree that you're going to need another wide receiver.
Yeah.
I don't doubt that anymore. Appreciate it, Ty, as always. Look, a couple of things. First of all, MVS, he ends up going down, coming back into this ball game. Geronimo Allison goes down with a chest injury. Just when he actually started catching a football, he had that big drop early on. And then after that, Aaron Rodgers came back to him. Yeah. And then he started catching a football, started playing some pretty good football.
Yeah.
He gets hit, had the concussion protocol, and then also the chest injury. Aaron Jones, let's not forget, in this game suffered a shoulder injury and came back into the ball game. They were working on him on the sidelines. And he ended up with an injury as well. So, you know, you had guys who were banged up. So at the beginning of this game, when Eric, Gary and I are saying, man, we don't think you need additional wide receivers, let's remember you had Marquez Valdes-Scantling, Geronimo Allison. You still had guys that were serviceable. You know what I'm saying? You still had a tight end core that they've used and utilized. Jimmy Graham, case of stone fingers early on in that ball game. He ended up catching one a little bit later on. I tell you what, he makes the most obscene catches, and then he'll have an easy one hitting right in the fingers. And it's like he's wearing bricks for gloves.
Well, listen, I'm going to go ahead and get credit where credit dues, but Aaron Nagler had a tweet tonight. I don't know if you saw it, but he said that Jimmy Graham is a very expensive Richard Rodgers.
That's exactly right.
And he is, Bill. Not much, not more, not less. He is. I mean, he's just not what he used to be. I mean, the touchdown pass, he normally makes those catches in his sleep. And that's just not what he does anymore. I mean, this team right now is winning because of defense. I thought I'd never be the guy to ever say that, but this team is winning on defense. And if you look at the talent level on offense, is not what we're accustomed to. The receivers are not what we used to have with the Green Bay. Now can they get better? Probably with more experience, but if you look around the NFL or just within your division, I mean, the Vikings are playing better, but they're not what they used to be. The Lions, I thought, got better this year. You could see Darrell Bevell making some changes with Stafford. I mean, Stafford in this game, Bill, did not give you those opportunities to get a couple picks. I mean, he played within himself. He was strong. He stood in the pocket, ran really when he had to. He just didn't make any stupid plays like he would normally make. So I think if you are a Lions fan, you feel good about where Darrell Bevell is with Stafford, because Stafford would have thrown his game away like maybe in the second quarter.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And he just didn't do it. I mean, the defense played well enough to keep him in the game. And, you know, the Packers are what they are right now, and they are right now led by their defense.
Fix-it moment of the game. I'm going to go with this. Jamal Williams catches a 5-yard touchdown pass from Aaron Rodgers. That makes it 13-7. And you're thinking, just get the ball back. You've got time winding down before half. Mason Crosby then kicks a 37-yarder, gets it to 13-10. Packers get the ball back to start the second half. Third quarter, kicks a 48-yard field goal to tie that ball game up, and you're back to brand new. As poorly as you played in this ball game, to be standing there with 12:35 remaining in the third quarter, all tied up, you had to then breathe a sigh of relief. Even though you had the turnovers after that, you had to be sitting there and breathing a sigh of relief, saying, you know what, we're in this thing. As poorly as we played,
right,
we're in this thing. That's your fix-it moment of the game. That's a fix-it moment of the game right there. Brought to you by Stein's Premium Winterizer. Nourishes your lawn and all winter long for quick spring cleanup. Formulated exclusively for our Wisconsin lawn. Stein's, planted in Wisconsin, growing with you since 1946. That is your fix-it moment of the game, brought to you by Stein's Garden and Home, which is a great place to go, by the way, for Christmas time.
Yep, so it is.
They got a lot of good decorations.
They got a lot of good stuff.
I should just have a charge card there and give it to my wife. Just thought I'd throw it out there. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Let's do this. We'll take a quick break. We are broadcasting live at Hinterland, a jam-packed Hinterland in here tonight. The Packers go to 5-1. 23-22, they get the win in an ugly fashion, but a win is a win. We've got more. The Green and Gold Postgame Show, brought to you by 5 O'Clock Steakhouse, right after this.
Everywhere in Wisconsin, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network. Sometimes you gotta stick, and sometimes you gotta hit. Let's find out the hit of the game. Brought to you by the Boilermakers Local 107, building and rebuilding America for over 225 years. Check out their apprenticeship opportunities at Boilermakers107.com.
Welcome back to the program. We are glad to have you. The Packers get a win 23-22. They go to 5-1 on the season. They knock off the Detroit Lions and the four-game losing streak as well, which is huge because the Lions have had their number, and many people picked the Packers to get a win. They thought it would be a close game. Sure enough, it was, but the Packers eke out a win, and they go to 5-1, if you can believe it, a place that nobody really thought this team would be. Now they've got the Oakland Raiders on the docket coming up in less than a week, this coming Sunday here at Lambeau Field. Time now for the hit of the game. This was a big one, and it was Zadarius with a big sack in the second quarter.
Let's see if they come after Matthew Stafford here. They only bring four. Stafford steps up. Four was plenty. That was Zadarius Smith, his sixth of the year. Night, he says, to third down.
Let's look at this, Zadarius Smith. He's lined up at defensive tackle, and he just puts on a show there.
He ends up with the sacks, brought to you by the Boilermakers Local 107. Building and rebuilding America for over 225 years. You can check out their apprenticeship opportunities at Boilermakers107.com. That is Boilermakers107.com. Zadarius Smith, I was here this Friday. We did the show with Oren Burks.
Okay.
And we're over at Lodge Kohler, right? And
right.
We came walking out into the lobby, and Zadarius was out there, and we were talking to him. Every time I stand next to that guy is a beast. He's most cordial guy there is, but that man's a beast.
Yeah, I saw him do a training camp this summer. And, yeah, I mean, he kind of reminds you a little bit of Julius Peppers. A
little bit.
In that mode, but Julius is just a little bit bigger. But, yeah, I mean, a very intimidating guy, but you're right. I mean, solid earth, very cordial. Really the one of the leaders in this locker room. Well, I would say the leader on that defense right now. But Bill, that just goes to show you, though, how Preston Smith and Zadarius Smith came into this locker room and this defense didn't have much to it. And these guys that weren't here last year are your leaders on this defense. That's how bad the Packers defense was last year. And then this is how far you've come this year with those two guys. I mean, that's absolutely amazing.
Let's get back to the phone calls. Let's go to Joe listening to us in Atlanta. Joe, welcome to the Green and Gold Postgame Show.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me on. I appreciate it. I want to give some props to Jamal Williams tonight. I thought he ran hard, especially after being knocked out with his concussion. I thought that was really impressive what he did. I want to give props to the defense. The defense was unbelievable tonight. I'll give some props to Lazard. Why not? Might as well, right? Rodgers threw a dime to him. I mean, no other quarterback can throw a dime like that. That was an awesome deep ball throw that Rodgers threw to him. As far as Lions fans complaining about bad calls, well, guess what? Go back to the Eagles game a couple weeks ago. We saw bad calls. So, you know what? Get over it. It happens. It's a W. Here's what I'm going to say about the wide receiver position. I've been kind of banging the drum since Devontae went out. You need Goody. I thank Goody for bringing in the Smith brothers because it is a breath of fresh air with them. But if I'm Goody, I'm calling Denver, and I'm giving up a fourth round for Emmanuel Sanders. At this point, you don't have any other choice. You need to do it. You just pull the trigger, be done with it, eat the fourth round pick, be done, let Sanders come in here. Who knows? Maybe Emmanuel Sanders loves it here. Maybe he, you know, maybe he loves it here, takes Green Bay like the Smith brothers have, and he says, hey, I'll stay here for $6 million a year. Or something. Who knows? You don't know because he's a free agent coming up is what I'm saying that for. But I just think that a move needs to be made for a receiver now. And when Devontae comes back, that's even going to be better for them moving forward at the receiver position. But I also want to add, though, to what I had said with the Smith brothers. I just, watching them tonight, it's like watching a defense that I never thought in a million years I'd ever be watching with the Smith brothers. So those are my thoughts. I appreciate having me on. But if I'm Goody, go get a receiver, please.
Making a phone call. Yep. And Gary and I were kind of against that, wanting to see these young guys really kind of develop, knowing you had the speed of Marquez Valdes-Scantling, knowing you had a guy that could be a possession receiver in Geronimo Allison who looked so good last year, knowing that you had a trusted guy in Jake Kumerow. You just looking at numerous plays tonight, Gary, sitting up top where we sit, you could see guys were not open. And at times, the guys, it was sporadic when they were open and Rodgers is looking one way and the guy on the right side is open when he's looking left and vice versa. It just never got into an offensive rhythm, at least not till late in the ball game, and then it somewhat did, but it never got into that real good offensive rhythm for the Green Bay Packers in the pass game.
Okay, so we got into this last year with nobody being open, right? And it was Mike McCarthy's fault, right?
Right.
And then now we're going to get into it again this year. That there's nobody open. But when Devontae Adams is in the game, he's not open either, Bill.
Right. No, I agree with that.
And Rodgers throws to him anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So Rodgers is going to have to trust these guys on 50-50 balls. I get it. I mean, I understand why you wouldn't, because they really haven't proven to you that they could do it.
Right.
But this is the NFL. This is big boy football. You're not going to be open every single play. And so at some point, either you got to throw a guy, you got to throw a joker open, or you've got to trust the guy he's going to come up with the 50-50 ball. Or you take a sack.
Yeah.
And right now, Rodgers is taking sacks. I get it.
He did a lot of dancing tonight. Yeah.
I'm not complaining. I'm just telling you, here's the either ors and here's what we saw. He's just going to have to throw the ball out there and see what happens.
Once again, the Green Bay Packers get a win 23-22. They go to 5-1. They knock off the Lions. We got another hour yet to go. We are broadcasting live at Hinterland here in Green Bay. If you're in the area, stop over and say hi. Gary Ellison alongside. I'm Bill Michaels. We got more of the 5 o'clock Steakhouse Green and Gold postgame show coming up right after this.
Wisconsin Wide, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network. The Packers game is over, and now it's time to break this one down. It's the 5 o'clock Steakhouse Green and Gold postgame show. 5 o'clock Steakhouse, named Wisconsin's best steakhouse by the Food Network. Now, former Packer and Badger running back Gary Ellerson and the big unit, Bill Michaels.
It wasn't pretty. But you take it. 23-22, the final on a last-second field goal. The Green Bay Packers move to 5-1 on the season. You need wins like this every now and then, something to go your way, even though you don't play at your best. Welcome back. It's the 5 o'clock Steakhouse Green and Gold postgame show. I'm Bill Michaels, alongside the former Packer and Badger running back Gary Ellerson here tonight as well. And, Gary, the flea flicker to start the game goes 67 yards with Kevin King in coverage. And they ended up holding them out of the end zone and converting that to only 3 points. Then the Packers' first drive, the third down drop by Geronimo Allison, that stalls the drive. The very next play off of play action, they go 58 yards down. Same thing, Kevin King over the top, not having a good day. Galladay down the side. They go 58 yards. They convert that one into a touchdown. It's 10-0. The next drive, Aaron Jones fumbles, and they give the ball away yet again. So that's the way the game started for the Packers. You just kind of felt like, this just isn't going to work. You know what I mean? But you give them credit because they never stopped. They never quit. They persevered. This is one of those games. It's, you know, as they used to call it, gut check game.
You are not only that, your special teams, too.
Special teams, right.
I mean, listen, maybe the Packers made an error by trading Trevor Davis. Maybe that comes back to haunt them. I mean, here's a guy I think tonight could have helped them out a lot. I mean, you would have had him on special teams, and you would have had him at wide receiver. And so I think by going, did they get a seventh-round pick for him or something like that? I mean,
yeah.
It's still, I mean, you thought
sixth,
you were.
Sixth round, I believe.
And Lazard played, you know, okay tonight, but still, you're not deep at receiver as you thought that you were. I mean, maybe you're deep in numbers as far as the talent concern is not there. Listen, I was against going out and getting another receiver, but I think right now if the Packers want to look, if they look to contend, right, for the NFC, they need a top-flight receiver. Now, they'll get Devontae Adams back, and that's going to help them out a lot. But, I mean, and Rodgers is going to force a lot of passes to him once he gets back. But I think it'll help this offense if they can go out and get another guy. I like MVS. Kumaro had a pretty good game tonight, but they just don't have anybody that's reliable. They can trust on down in and down outside of Devontae Adams.
The injury report tonight, and it's brought to you by our good friends over there at Tayback Law, sponsored by Tayback Law. Veterans, hey, if you feel you've been wrongfully denied benefits, contact Tayback for the payback at TaybackAttorneys.com. That is TaybackAttorneys.com. We had mentioned Marquez Valdes-Scantling. He ends up injured this evening and then comes back into the ball game. You've got Geronimo Allison. He has a chest and a concussion, a chest injury on that diving hit. At first, it looked really egregious. You thought, oh, man, that's a flag. He's going to be fine. And then I went back and watched it. Waters really wasn't trying to do anything other than just kind of protect himself. Now, the one issue the league's going to have is they're going to say, you still went in head first. You lowered your head.
Sure,
you can't do that. So that's where the penalty comes in. I don't know if he's going to get a fine out of that, though. He wasn't headhunting.
Well, he wasn't, but I think, you know, when you look at the new NFL, they're going to call everything that's in and around the head right now. So
yeah.
I think that they may get him fined.
That would be
least.
One where I get it, and on the technicality, I understand if you do get a fine, you get a fine, but it wouldn't be to me where he was headhunting.
Sure, I would.
But nevertheless, Geronimo Allison left the game with a concussion-like symptoms and a chest injury. And then I had mentioned Aaron Jones as well, and he ended up with a shoulder injury. They worked on him on the sideline. I think it was more of like maybe just a stinger. On that one hit that he took on that quick out from Aaron Rodgers late in the ball game, but he ends up coming back, running the ball well, and Aaron Jones completed the game also. But those are your injury reports, again, brought to you by our friends at Tayback Law. Let's do this. Let's get back to the phone calls. A lot of people want to chime in. Phil listening to us down in Chicago. Phil, welcome to the program. What's going on?
Hey, what's going on, guys? I agree with what you said, Gary, about Trevor Davis. I thought it looks like they made a little mistake with that. But here's my thoughts on this is that, you know, the Detroit Lions, they held Patrick Mahomes to no touchdowns. I mean, it's not like this secondary is not good. I mean, whatever scheme they're running is working. They play man coverage. They're pretty good, and they got a really good free agent. Cornerback that they signed. So, I mean, maybe it's a little bit of prisoner of the moment overreaction, maybe slightly, but, you know, I don't think they're a terrible group. But I will say that maybe Alan Lazard is going to, you know, maybe he'll be that guy, because he showed up tonight. I mean, the plays that he made, and I thought that was good. And look, a win is a win. I'm not going to try to find fault with all this stuff, because every team has flaws. I mean, New England, I mean, they look at them. They're not that great. I mean, the Chiefs just lost.
I think I think if you look at the AFC, it's New England, right?
Yeah.
And then maybe Houston.
Well, or Kansas City, depending on how they rebound.
Yeah, yeah.
They've taken a couple losses at home.
Right now, today is New England, right, running away with it.
Right.
And maybe your second team is Houston. I think that's where it sits. I mean, it's a fluid situation, right? I mean, you know, other teams can probably lock up in there next week. But right now, the AFC really
is New England, because New England doesn't have anybody on that schedule.
Right, it's a one-man race. It's a one-team race in the AFC, and it's just New England. I mean, I don't even know if you can count in Houston. But I think if you look at the NFC, the Packers did a great job, though, Bill, separating themselves from those groups of teams that have a chance to come in and knock them off. Because
right.
I think if you look at the latter end of this schedule, I mean, they got a lot of games away from home the last five or six games.
You look at it this way. They started off, they beat the hell out of Pittsburgh, the New England Patriots.
Right.
Remember, that's the way they started their season, that Sunday night opener. They got the win over Pittsburgh 33-3. They destroyed them.
Right.
They beat the hell out of Miami 4-3-0. They played a crappy Jets team 30-14. The strong team that was really giving them a challenge was Buffalo, and that was a 16-10 win.
Right.
They beat the hell out of a crappy Washington team, and they just beat the hell out of a crappy New York Giants team.
Right.
That's what they've got.
Right.
Left on their schedule, they have the Jets, the Browns. They do have Baltimore, and that one's in Baltimore. Baltimore could give them some problems. They've got Philadelphia. I don't even think Dallas going there to Gillette Stadium late in November is going to give them anything.
Nope.
Houston, they will play. They have Kansas City. That Kansas City team is coming into New England. Then they've got a crappy Cincinnati team, Buffalo and Miami, to end their season.
Yeah.
Just wait. Just tell us. Wake us up during the AFC Championship game and let us know who wins that thing. You know what I'm saying?
Pretty much, buddy.
You know, that's their road to the postseason.
Pretty much.
If they don't get in the postseason with that, then, you know, it's over.
No, you got nothing.
You know, you got nothing left in the tank,
right,
man. Come on. It is what it is. 855-830-8648. 855-830-8648. You want to chime in? Please feel free to go ahead and do so. You can also hit myself and Gary up over there on Twitter, @Bill_Michaels and @GaryEllerson. Let's go to Mike, listening to us on the south side. Mike, how are we looking today? What's going on, man?
Wow, 13 hours. I've been waiting to talk to you guys.
Yeah, come on.
I started
what you got?
With you, Bill, in the morning. Gary, love you, brother. Mike from
love
the
you, brother.
South side.
Yeah.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, what you
yeah,
got,
go ahead,
Mike? Come on.
I had Detroit 23-20. I think when they play the last game, if you have home field advantage, it's different. And I want to address the receivers, and then I'll move on, because I know you got a lot of callers. No general manager is going to take a call from the Packers right now and give a receiver away, because they know they need one. Fourth round pick? Really? That pick's moving up to second or first round. And I love you guys. And new rule, hands to the throat. And Burger McFarlane? Come on, man. No more Red Bull.
I like Burger a lot, yeah. Thanks, yeah. Thanks, Mike.
Yeah, Booger is widely criticized right now.
Yeah, yeah.
He's
like
taking
Booger.
A lot of heat.
I like Booger.
I like Booger when he's got a strong take.
Yeah.
You know. The two best in the business, Collinsworth and Tony Romo. Tony Romo's fantastic. Both of those guys give you something. They teach you something. They can predict something. They show you something.
Yeah, I like Tony Romo.
Booger's got some decent reaction at times.
Yeah.
But the other day when he was talking about how good of a team Cincinnati is.
I
almost got a Cheerio stuck in my nose.
Well, just
I was laughing
in case you want to get a job at Cincinnati.
Well, that's exactly, there you go. That's
never
exactly
know.
Right. That's what Gruden did. Remember, Gruden started out criticizing
Kiss
guys, and all of a sudden he was kissing everybody's butt.
Yeah,
that's a football player because he plays football with a helmet on. It's just like, shut up.
Right.
Teach me something. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
There you go.
That's all you got.
855-830-8648. Real quick, let's go to Mike listening to us down in Florida.
What's up, Mike?
Mike in Florida. Mike, how you doing, man? What's going on?
Good, good. How you guys doing?
Doing well. What's on your mind?
Good. Yeah, so I got two observations. We need a number two wide receiver. I mean, Lazard, Shepard, Kumerow, Allison. I know Lazard had a good game tonight, but they're all undrafted wide receivers for a reason. Jimmy Graham is a poor man's Richard Rodgers right now because at least Richard Rodgers could block a little bit. And Gutekunst looks like the GM of the year so far with the free agent acquisitions of the Smith brothers and Adrian Amos.
Thank you for the phone call.
Appreciate it. Look, yeah. Adrian Amos, the Smith brothers, Billy Turner filled a void over at the guard position. Even though he's not great, he's still filling a void there. There's numerous guys that he picked up along the way, and you give him credit for it. I mean, Gutekunst went out and got what they needed. Now, if he feel, look at it this way. If you feel Devontae is coming back in the next couple of weeks, you don't need to make a deal.
No, they won't.
But if you think that it's going to be more than 4 weeks for Devontae Adams, I think you got to go make a deal, don't
you? I would think so.
You know?
But they're not going to give him a fourth-round pick for it, but yes.
But then again, he could be sitting back going and thinking, as long as we're winning. I mean, if you start to look at the schedule – They should be favored against the Oakland Raiders this coming weekend.
No doubt about it.
You know, wouldn't you think so?
No doubt about it.
They're favored against the Raiders.
Yeah.
And then after that, when you get back into this schedule, you say, okay, the Raiders, then they got to go to Kansas City. And that's the second litmus test.
That's not an easy game.
That's the second litmus test we talked about. If they beat Kansas City, this team is by all means for real. Then you got to go to L.A. and play a bad Chargers team. Then you come back home and play a Carolina team. That Carolina team's caught fire.
Well, they
They've won four in a row.
Christian McCaffrey's the real deal.
So, yes, he is. And then you got the bye. If you can try to get through the next 4 weeks without Devontae Adams to get to the bye week and then get him back healthy come San Francisco, that's maybe what they're shooting for.
No,
but if you think he's going to be out longer than that, maybe into December, then you got to go get somebody. Without a doubt. Going to go ahead and take a quick break. We're broadcasting live at Hinterland. That's where you can find us up here in the Titletown District. They got a huge pumpkin display and everything outside. If you're cruising around out there and you want to come by and say hi and see it, if you're not here tonight, come by any other time and come here this weekend because we're going to be here again this coming Sunday after the Oakland Raiders come to town. Packers get a win 23-22. Gary Ellison alongside. I'm Bill Michaels. We've got more of the Green and Gold Postgame Show brought to you by 5 O'Clock Steakhouse right after this.
You're listening to the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Everybody!
Everybody had a hand in this one.
Rodgers. Throws for the touchdown!
But someone had the best hands of the game.
Brought to you by the North Central States Carpenters. Build your career and build your life. Go to getbetterwages.org.
Best hands of the game brought to you by the North Central States Carpenters. This was an easy one for the Green Bay Packers as this one was from Aaron Rodgers to Alan Lazard. 35-yarder, here it is.
Third down and 5. Rodgers, same side. And this time, it's in the hands of Lazard. Incredible play. 35-yard touchdown.
And he drops the dime. It's brought to you by the North Central States Carpenters. Build your career and build your life. Go to getbetterwages.org. That is getbetterwages.org. Again, brought to you by the North Central States Carpenters. Welcome back to the program. 23-22, the Packers get a win. They go to 5-1 now on the season. They own the top spot in the NFC North. And you've got the Lions in the meantime. They fall in this contest, and that four-game win streak they had over the Green Bay Packers comes to an end. The Lions now 2-2-1 as they fall by 1 point to 23-22, a last-second field goal, the difference by Mason Crosby. Gary Ellison alongside. I'm Bill Michaels. We're broadcasting live at Hinterlands, the 5 o'clock steakhouse. And coming up, we've got the Green and Gold OT, by the way, on our flagship station out of Milwaukee, Radio Joe Zenzola. Going to carry you the rest of the way after we get out of here, coming up in about 40 minutes. In the meantime, we still have some phone calls to get to, 855-830-8648, getting your reaction to tonight's contest, 855-830-8648. Jeff on the west side available. Jeff, welcome to the program of the Green and Gold Postgame Show.
Oh.
Hey, hello? Jeff, go ahead. Yeah.
Oh, hi. Thanks for taking my call.
You bet.
I had a question about one play call in particular, that being the third and four from the 16 with a minute 45 left. We set up in a empty backfield shotgun. Are you guys there?
Yeah, go ahead, buddy.
Oh, okay, yeah. All right, well, okay, so we get the ball back with 6:45 left. We You know, we dink and dunk and blaze the clock. Now we get Detroit to blow their third time out, and it's 3rd and 4. We're in their perfect field goal range, in the middle of the field on a 16, and we line up in an empty backfield shotgun. And not only did we nearly get sacked for a 10-yard loss, but Rodgers was slow getting up. His shoulder, you know, they pulled his – I mean, he almost got hurt on the play. And why would we make a play call like that? I mean, incomplete pass. We blazed 9 seconds off the clock when we could have just run the ball. Even if we don't get the first down, we still roll another 45 seconds off the clock. Now we're under a minute, and we're lined up perfect for a nice chippy field goal. And we leave Detroit with no timeouts left in less than a minute with a defense that's doing really well.
Even if they throw the football, I agree with you with the empty backfield. They lined up in shotgun. Rodgers threw that incomplete pass to Kumerow. And remember, that was the one in which Flowers had the illegal use of hands,
right,
and gave them the first down. But they didn't even – this is one of the things that used to bug me about Mike McCarthy was they don't even threaten the run. After you've been able to run the ball a little bit to kind of churn some things up with Jamal Williams, they don't even threaten to run the football.
Right,
and that's one of the things that's always driven me nuts, was at least show a look in which you can have some things come off of it, but they don't do that. They come out in five wides and shotgun.
No, they don't. And so at least it gives you the appearance so that you might run the football, which you may have to change your defense for. But, they told him right away, we're throwing it. And, you know. So I guess what that tells you is that maybe LaFleur and McCarthy have a lot more in common than we thought.
855. I didn't want to say that. I didn't want to say that. That's like blasphemy. You know, poor Mike is probably listening Mike's still up here in Green Bay.
Yeah, but we saw a couple other things too, Bill. Was that last week where they throw four passes inside the one yard line?
Yep.
We saw McCarthy do that.
Yep. We saw him do that, or whether it was Aaron Rodgers do that. Now that we know that there was change,
there you
go. No, I completely agree. 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. If you want to chime in, by all means do so. This one is from Derek, who says, guys, the refs suck tonight, but there's always a suck them to find this year more than ever. Every team has gotten, blank calls. The Lions should have had more touchdowns when they were kicking field goals. See, that was one of the things that I had said. Look, if you want to complain about the officiating, you have every right to. It has not been good. Completely understand that. On the other hand, you had three turnovers and could not convert. You had first and goal a couple times if you're the Lions and couldn't convert.
Right.
That's your fault, man. Don't blame the officiating for that. You just couldn't put it in the end zone.
Well, and I think the officiating has been a problem throughout the NFL all year long. So that's nothing really new. And I don't know what they're trying to do here. We had the pass interference calls earlier in the season. Well, we had a tough go at Matt LaFleur just decided, I'm not going to challenge any more pass interference calls. I ain't worth my time. And so if you saw the Cleveland game yesterday, that was egregious. I thought they got robbed. But most certainly, I think the calls tonight, Bill, went both ways. Bad. I mean, I thought Lions got some bad calls. I thought the Packers got some bad calls. So for me, it's kind of equaled itself out.
855-830-8648. If you want to chime in, go ahead and do it. Again, don't forget, coming up after the top of the hour, the Green and Gold OT with Radio Joe Zanzola coming up. And that's going to be on our flagship station out of Milwaukee. If you don't have it, you can always go to BillMichaelSports.com and listen live, or just go to the Radio.com app and download it. You can get to it right there. Also, we're going to hear from Matt LaFleur coming up here in just a little bit. Got some more to get to over on Twitter. This one is from Brody, who says, you guys are ignoring the terrible calls and the no calls that gave the Packers the game. A real journalist would address it. Instead, you rip Booger for seeing what everybody else saw. No, we didn't rip Booger.
Well, no. I mean, I think we have to back it up, though. I don't know if we're journalists, though.
Well, here's the thing. Look.
I'm not a journalist.
They showed it, and I tweeted it out. First of all, Brody, if you're so astute, then follow me on Twitter and say, whoa, the Packers got one there. I actually admitted it. So, Brody, that makes you a complete moron for hitting send to begin with. Secondly, go back to the calls earlier in the ballgame that gave the Lions – the football a couple of times and gave them an extended drive. And in addition to that, they didn't put the ball in the end zone. I'm not ignoring it. I'm simply saying that you had opportunities, and you're going to blame the officiating when you couldn't punch the ball in the end zone after two plays early on in this ballgame, a 67-yarder that got you down to first and goal, and you couldn't convert, you couldn't stick it in the end zone. You had to settle for five field goals tonight, and you want to blame the officiating? No. That's your own ineptitude, man. And hashtag shameful for you, because you're an idiot because you hit send when you didn't read all the tweets. There you have it.
Well, Bill, I'm
thank you very much.
Well, Bill, I mean,
Diet Lions fan, he pissed me off.
Yeah, pissed him off. I mean, I don't know. I mean, I probably wouldn't have addressed it, Bill, because he called you a journalist. I mean, I probably would have just.
He gave us credibility.
Well, yeah, I mean, I'm just saying, I probably would have just. I'm not a journalist. I'm a lot of things, but not a journalist.
Well, the journalists were sitting in front of Matt LaFleur just a little while ago. We're going to hear from him when we come back. One more time, the Packers get a win 23-22. They go to 5-1 on the season. They get a win here at Lambeau Field. Now they got a short turnaround getting ready for the Oakland Raiders.
Woo!
We got more of the Green and Gold postgame show brought to you by 5 o'clock Steakhouse live here in Hinterland. We got more right after this.
Border to border, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Everything that Mason, his wife Molly, have been through courageously, going through surgery to remove a cancerous tumor in her lung this summer, and now to play hero again. And there it is. Walk it off and win it for Mason Crosby. Less of a leap and more of an assist for the Lambeau Leap, but it was well earned. And what a game it was. As Stafford came out slinging early. Rodgers brought them back. And in the end, a perfect night for Mason Crosby. 23-yard walk-off.
Welcome back. We are glad to have you. Hopefully you're having a terrific evening. If you're a Packers fan, I know you are. If you're a Detroit Lions fan, you've probably got a lot of pain and angst going on as your team, you had four-game win streak, gets snapped by the Green Bay Packers. Packers going to win 23-22 on a last-second field goal by Mason Crosby. Packers go to 5-1. We're back here at Hinterland. It's the 5 o'clock Steakhouse Green and Gold postgame show. Gary Ellison alongside the head coach of the Green Bay Packers, Matt LaFleur, just met with the media just a short period of time ago. It's brought to you by our friends at your local Pick and Save stores, where Wisconsin saves on groceries. Let's take a listen. So there you go. That's the head coach, Matt LaFleur, talking after the ball game. And you know, Gary, he talked about resiliency. He talked about the guys not quitting.
Right.
And you know, let me ask you this. As a player, when you get a win like this, and you know you played like crap,
right?
What does this mean to you? What does this do to your locker room?
Well, I think it's a positive. I think you figure, you know, that you got a win, and you know you didn't play your best football. So now you're looking to try to put your best foot forward, and knowing that you got a bunch of guys in your clubhouse that are willing to fight for one another, because really that's what it means. And then you look at your head coach, and he's kind of hanging in with you. I think maybe your unsung hero tonight is probably Mason Crosby, right? I thought he played really well. We talked a lot about the defense, but I thought Mason did a good job. And they know, Bill, I think they know. They know offensively, especially the receiver spot, that they have to get better there.
I wanted to ask you about what happened with Jamal Williams at the end of the ball game. Now, some people saying, well, how could he go down like that? Why not just punch it in? They didn't want to leave time on the clock. They wanted it to end the way it ended. Right. Now, in a case like that, being a young running back, is that Aaron Rodgers, Matt LaFleur, or you just know that on your own to go down? Because you know Detroit's kind of letting you into the end zone.
Well, that play comes in from the sideline. So you know already before that play is gone, don't score a touchdown. I mean, that comes in. I mean, you just don't – normally guys just don't do those type of things of themselves. So that comes from the sideline. So it comes from the head coach.
Because quite a few people were asking over on Twitter about what does Gary think? Does a running back get that from somebody?
Yeah.
I mean, if he took the, if he just sat down, it's
right.
a hell of an instinct
right.
not to do that. But
right.
a lot of people wanted to know how tempting is it as a running back to see the end zone?
Well, I mean,
you can't go in.
Well, I mean, I'm glad you guys are asking me that question, because when I played for the Green Bay Packers, we were trying to score every touchdown that we got. We didn't score
right.
very many.
Right.
That's supposed to be funny. That's a joke.
It's a joke, Bill.
It's in press box. Yeah, I was in press box today with John Anderson, who a Michigan guy.
Yep.
Sure you like that.
I do.
And Paul
They're not
Kaufman.
Winning right now. We're good with that.
Good, right.
Right.
And Paul Kaufman. I think Paul Kaufman played at Kansas State. And so, yeah, I mean, we, you know, we were talking about, you look at this team, and it's not what we're accustomed to as Packer fans. As far, I mean, if you're a Packer fan, you can realize and understand the talent on offense is not what it used to be. And this offensive line is not even what it used to be. Now, it held up. They did well. But, I mean, they're void of a lot of talent here. And, yeah. Listen, I don't think Rodgers is playing his best football either. On top of that, so hey, we'll win it. We'll take it 5-1.
Take it, absolutely. When we come back, you're going to hear from the quarterback Aaron Rodgers. Also, we might hear from Mike Clemens over inside the locker room. We're going to get into that as well. As the Packers get a win, 23-22, they go to 5-1 on the season, and they break the 4-game losing streak to the Detroit Lions. They get a win at Lambeau Field, and this is a 5 o'clock Steakhouse Green and Gold postgame show. We got a lot more, including the quarterback, coming up next.
16 stations strong. The Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Welcome back. Packers get a win, 23-22. They knock off the Detroit Lions at Lambeau Field. It's a 5 o'clock Steakhouse Green and Gold postgame show. I'm Bill Michaels alongside Gary Ellerson. Don't forget, coming up after the top of the hour, on the local station out of Milwaukee, it is the OT. It's the OT overtime to the Green and Gold postgame show. It's a postgame to the postgame, basically.
Yeah, who's doing that tonight?
Radio Joe Zanzola is going to be back there in the studio. He's going to be taking some phone calls and getting a whole lot more of sound from inside the locker room. In the meantime, Aaron Rodgers, the quarterback for your Green Bay Packers, he went to the podium just a little while ago. And this is what he had to say. Take a listen. There you go. That's Aaron Rodgers talking about the way the game ended. Let's go over to Lambeau Field now. Mike Clemens, our Green and Gold insider and with NFL Sirius Radio, joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Michael, how you doing?
Good. Better than the Lions, right? Just came from their locker room and, you know, Matt Stafford asking, how can we have 265 yards passing? How can we have these beautiful flea flickers and balls that, you know, to Hall that went 58 yards or Kenny Galladay, 66 yards? And only come away with one touchdown and a bunch of field goals and unable to convert on third down. This is Matt Stafford.
Yeah, no doubt. No story of the game, in my opinion. You know, I thought our defense played, you know, well enough for us to win the game. And we made some big plays on offense. We just didn't put the ball in the end zone. Can't do that, you know, on the road against a good team. You know, they made the plays at the end of the game to beat us.
Geronimo Allison left the game with a chest and concussion, did not return. Marquez Valdes-Scantling left but did return after he got his knee banged into. So pretty soon Aaron Rodgers is out there with a rookie, Darius Shepard. You know, he's looking at Jake Kummerow. And finally he said that he went to the receivers coach and said, get in Alan Lazard because he's a bigger body guy, a guy that he felt he had some chemistry with during training camp. And Lazard was asked about that touchdown, 35 yards in the fourth quarter that brought the Packers to within 2 points.
Honestly, had a really good feeling I was going to come to my way just because of the play call and just the leverage that I got from the corner. So when I finally got out of my break, I looked back, try to look into the lights and just find the black dot. And it just, you know, fell right into my arms.
And how about Mason Crosby? 5 missed field goals a year ago in Detroit. He comes in tonight against the Lions. He kicks the winning field goal. His wife has been battling cancer since the eve of training camp. And he also said, what a smart play by running back Jamal Williams to get down a couple yards and clock that game toward the very end.
Oh, that was so great. I mean, what a great football play. Just kind of knowing the situation, knowing that they were out of timeouts and that if he went down there, we could run the clock out and just get the win and not give them any time. So just such a smart football play. And, you know, that's, yeah, it was fun to see.
Did you plan out the way of a leap on the sideline with this guy?
We had, yeah. Yeah. We'd been talking about it for about a year, you know, honestly, since last Monday night game winner. So. Usually I forget, you know, it's like I forget to celebrate in those situations. So as soon as I hit it, I kind of was off to the right and I saw Hunter running and I just took off after him and I thought it was well coordinated and he might have helped me up there a little bit, but but that's what it's all about. I mean, he's and I think JK said he jumped up somewhere next to me, so it was awesome. And being able to celebrate with my teammates and with the fans, that was special. It's something I've always wanted to do, so I was happy I was able to get it done.
Packers Mason Crosby celebrating with a Lambeau Leap. And, you know, one question I had was, why was Aaron Rodgers in the shotgun so much tonight? He said it was because that the Lions had seven deep, you know, in coverage. But I got to also think that he spent some practices this week limited with a knee injury. I don't think they wanted him to move around as much. That's why they had him back deep. Guys?
We were talking a little bit about that tonight as well, Mike. Mike, good stuff as always, and I'll see you in a little bit, okay?
Thank you, guys.
Appreciate it, pal. Good stuff from Mike Clemens. Gary, we didn't even take that into consideration, that Aaron Rodgers did come up on the injury report, tweaked the knee this week in practice. Maybe they didn't want him moving around as much. Maybe that was the reason they had him in shotgun. But, again, still, when you're emptying the backfield, you're pretty much telling the defense, we're only throwing the football.
Yeah, but, you know, listen, I still think Matt LaFleur, great game playing by him. Bill, here's what we've seen. Now they played six games so far. I think we've probably seen about six different game plans.
And the Packers sit at 5-1, and that's all you want. They've got it coming up again on Sunday against the Oakland Raiders. But one more time tonight before a crowd of 76,947 on hand to see it. The Green Bay Packers in a come-from-behind win and a Mason Crosby field goal. It was 23 for the Packers, 22 for the Lions. It's time for us to get out of here. Have a great night. Get home safe, everybody. See you.
Wisconsin, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.